and Chad Lorenz, Wyatt Froehling, and a guest. Where's Jill? She didn't want to get up early this morning? She says she's not a morning person. I'm not either. I have those to show every weekday morning. I'm still not a morning person. I've done this for almost 12 years. First of all, you said I always want to call Mr. Froehling. I say this all the time. He was my teacher way back.
Yeah.
Way back. Wyatt Froehling is with us. So you got the official rain gauge. Your pickup truck said what? 6 inches deep in water?
Was it. That was my rain gauge. It was full of water.
I used to have a rain gauge out, and my neighbors kept messing with it. And so I would always have a weird total compared to everybody else. And I caught on after once or twice. And so that's it. I'm not even putting it out anymore. It's like, what's the point, man? I think one of the neighbor kids, let's just say they pulled a fast one time. And it might not have been rain that was in that gauge.
Yeah. You had 6 inches, everybody had a half an inch.
Yeah, that's something like that. It's pretty. Yeah, that's amazing. Your neighbor about 100 yards behind you had 62 hundredths, and you have 4 inches. That's crazy how that works. Yeah, you know, there's an isolated rain cloud right above my house. I do a rain dance every once in a while. Okay, well, let's start with, you want to start with Wyatt to talk about the kids' camp? Is that right?
Yeah, so I brought Wyatt with me today to talk about his off-season training camp that he's going to be doing for athletes over the summer, junior high age all the way up through high school. And I'll let him kind of explain what the program is going to involve.
All right.
Yeah, we're kind of excited about it. The Wellness Center, we're going to sponsor a off-season training camp. And like I said, it'll be for junior high kids coming into 7th grade and 8th grade, and we'll divide them out. And sometimes that's getting close to their first time they've ever been in the weight room. Mm-hmm. And so we'll introduce all the proper techniques and making sure they're doing everything proper and right. And so that'll be a good experience for them. Then when they're ready to get into where their body's mature enough and they can really pump some iron, they'll mm-hmm. they'll be ready to go. But we are going in for the high school kids also. And we realize that most high schools have a program in the summer. But what unique about our program would be that we can make the program designed for whatever sport that they are out for. Most programs are just flat. We're going to just lift and get big and bulky, and which is great during the off season. But there are some sports, you know, if you're a tennis player, you're cross country, you're a track runner, you know, you need to train a little bit different than mm-hmm. to just put on weight. So we'll design that program for them and make sure that it's done properly and executed right. So, and it'll be a 9-week program. It'll be twice a week, every Tuesday and Thursday.
So catered to their needs and specifications.
Exactly.
Yeah. And another thing that we did discuss too is if there are sport teams from the surrounding areas that want a workout from Wyatt, contact us. We'll be more than happy to try and figure out a time and date that would work out for you.
Yeah, so if there happens to be, just for example, a girls basketball team or a tennis team or something that kind of comes in together, and we can put a program for them and work out together, and the more you keep those kids together and working out, you know, the more unity you have on your team.
Right, so, absolutely.
And just confidence.
All right, so how would they go about signing up? Give you a call?
So, they can call us at the Wellness Center. We also do have sign up online as well on our app. You can get to that through I believe on the web page. I believe we have a link. I have to double check on that to be sure, but also but definitely on the Wellness Center app, if you can download that.
Is it just listen, or is it because some people might not have the app, so if they're going to try to find it, is it just NCK Wellness Center? That'll be the app, and they can download the app.
It's that a free is correct
app. Then they can go through that. I know they can schedule classes and everything else through that as well.
Right. Yes.
And then, of course, you got your website go to, or you can call or swing by as well. So when does that begin then?
So June 5th is the start date, goes to August 2nd. Mm-hmm. Deadline to sign up is June 1st, though.
Okay, so we got a month.
Yes.
Got a month to sign up.
Absolutely. Cost is $95, or I'm sorry, $195 for members, $295 for non-members.
Right.
And I do have to brag Wyatt up just a little bit because...
Well, yeah, because he paid you to do that.
Well, so right.
I saw the 20 exchange back there.
I mean, Wyatt is a Hall of Fame coach. He coached 32 years. He coached you as well.
That didn't help him get to the Hall of Fame, I can tell you that right now.
But he... he does know what he's doing, and he has proven techniques that help student athletes.
Yeah, absolutely. So, no question about that. I would agree with that. All right, so that's coming up, so people can learn more about that. Go to the app, get signed up, call or swing by or visit the website. Yep. What else do you have going on?
So another program that we're trying to kick off this summer is a Bike Across Kansas Challenge.
I've seen that map. Did you do that map, by the way?
Well, I did not.
Oh, okay. That was pretty artistic.
Right?
It's good stuff,
It's good stuff, absolutely. Yeah. Huh? So what I've always had this thought in my mind that one of these years I'm going to do Bike Across Kansas, but I just haven't figured out what year that is yet. So I decided there's probably more people that are that way. So let's try and do a same distance challenge, but just over the course of the summer. So I'm saying 3 months. Starting middle of May, May 16th is the kickoff date that I've got for it, until August 15th. Let's see if we can travel the 559 miles that the Bike Across Kansas people do in 1 week.
Okay.
So it averages about 43 miles a week is what you'd have to total to get it done by the end of the day. Or an end of the
challenge. If you do it end of the day, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, right. End of the challenge.
If you do 559 in a day, I Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame, right Wyatt? Right. Hall of Fame right there.
Absolutely.
You're saying you don't have to do it all in one day.
No, definitely not. You can spread it out as much as you want. But we've partnered up with Blue Hills Bike Shops in Osborne. John McClure here, he's going to try and promote this a little bit with us. He's actually done the Bike Across Kansas a couple of years. He's going to talk a little bit about what it's really like compared to what our simulated version is here. Whereas basically you would just log your miles. It would be on your own, and we're going to have a pin, and you can watch yourself move across the map at the Wellness Center.
Okay. Is it just on the bikes then there?
So you can use your own
treadmills, or how does that work?
You can use your own bike. You can go out wherever you want, or you can come into a facility. You can have, if you have your own stationary bike at home, it's just logging bicycle miles.
Okay, so we're talking bikes, whether you're riding them at home or the stationary bike, but you can use a different apparatus to count towards it. Okay,
yes.
I got you. All right. Yep. So you survive a couple of these?
I have. In fact, I thrived on them. I loved it.
Well, why did you get started? What got you going where, man, I want to just bike across Kansas?
Well, actually, I rode bikes when I was a kid. We moved to Osborne in 92. I was working on the edge of town. I'm too scotch to start a vehicle. And so I went and bought a cheap bike. Well, I loved it. It was like, why did I ever stop doing this? Mm-hmm. And so got into it pretty heavy, both road and mountain bikes. And it just was something that I wanted to do. Actually, I did it the first time when I was 50. That was my midlife crisis. Some people do some really crazy things when they have that midlife crisis. I couldn't afford that. So I did Bike Across Kansas. Loved it. And then I did it again 5 years later. I always said I wanted to do it again. They did a diagonal route that started in the southwest corner of the state and went to the northeast corner. And I added some extra miles because the group that I rode down with, we went across the Oklahoma Panhandle. So we made a six-state tour out of it. Mm-hmm. Texas, Oklahoma, Colorado, Kansas, and then in the northeast corner, jogged up into Nebraska and crossed the bridge at Rulo, Nebraska to be in Missouri. So turned it into a six-state tour. Had a great time.
559 miles, is that what you said?
This year. I think every year it's just a little bit different.
Yeah, it varies because they do a different route every year. They do, they alternate between north, south, and central. And then they vary that route so that, because there are lots of folks that do it year in and year out. So that way you've got a different route every year. And then they've done a couple of diagonal routes, which are kind of cool. A lot of folks worry about being able to handle the distance. And I know I was amazed when I did Bike Across Kansas, the average age. You see folks that are even in their 70s and even some participants that are in their 80s, and they go out every day and they ride the mileage. You have all day to do it, so
yeah,
you don't have to go fast. In fact, it's better that you don't, because you're there to see the sights. But I'm really excited to be part of what Chad's doing at the Wellness Center, because I love to ride. That's why I started my business. And anything that's going to get folks on their bikes more, if folks go out, my hope is that they will go out and ride more miles than they have, or they maybe even thought possible, and they'll be inspired to go and try bigger and better things, because that's the exciting thing that I like about my business, is seeing people accomplish things that they weren't even sure they were able to do.
Success
and then
stories.
Once they achieve that little goal, mm-hmm. well, then it's kind of like the door is open. Well, what else can I do?
Right.
And so many times, and this is not true just in cycling or athletics in general, but just in life, so many times the biggest limitation that we have to overcome is that limitation that's between our own ears.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You talk about it, you think about it, but then you don't actually do it. And once you get started, and when you said that, I was just thinking about, well, the Wellness Center. I mean, mm-hmm. you, for instance, your New Year's resolution is to lose weight or something. You go in there, and you get started, and all of a sudden you get on the scale, and you see progress. That's the start. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, now I can go to the next thing. But if you never get started, you're never going to see that. Same thing with bikes or whatever it might be, right?
Yep. If you can get folks to switch from I can't to I will.
Well, what about, you ever deal with a whole bunch of crazy drivers? I've always thought about this. Like, I've seen bike through across Kansas, people come through, and I'm thinking there's going to be some dumb driver that's going to be crowding, not paying attention, needs to get over. Some people don't. Have you dealt with some iffy situations where you're like, oh, my goodness, that person wasn't paying attention?
I think anybody that's ridden on the road has at one point.
I've been riding for a lot of years. We moved to Osborne. I actually grew up here in Glen Elder. We moved to Osborne in 92, and that's when I got started riding. And so I've been riding for a lot of years, and I really can count on one hand the truly iffy situations that mm-hmm. I've been in, and never had anything that was really close. When you're on a bike, even if you have the right of way, right of ways are given, not taken.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And so you just need to be situationally aware. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, folks are pretty respectful.
Oh yeah.
So it's kind of rare that you'll have a problem. You want to plan your routes. You think about time. If there's a road that you know is going to be busy a certain time of the day, mm-hmm. you probably want to plan your route so you're not on that. I always ride when I'm on the road. I always ride with a mirror, mm-hmm. and it's defensive driving 101. I mean, you're aware of what's behind me, what's ahead of me. Am I coming to a hill? Is there a blind spot? And always having that out, being aware of the possibility that hey, if there's vehicles meeting at the crest of the hill. Where is my option if I do need to get off the road?
Right.
And as long as you're doing that way, I've always been pretty comfortable out on the road.
Mm-hmm. So, Chad, once again, people want to do this. How would they go about that?
This for sure is, there is a link on the website for this, also through the app as well. They can sign up for it. One last thing I did want to mention is that John is going to be coming over to the Wellness Center. He's going to set up a booth May 7th, next Monday, from 3 to 7 p.m. He's going to have bikes. He's going to have gear for you to check out. You can bring your bike, your old bike, in. He can look at it, make sure it fits. If it needs a tune-up, you know, he can take care of that as well. Maybe not necessarily that day, but
right.
he can help you out with your bikes. And
yeah, having the right gear and a bike that's truly fitted to you, mm-hmm. and proper function. How I got started is I love to ride, but I want my equipment to work.
Right.
If you're riding and you're thinking about is my bike going to work? Are my gears going to shift? Are my brakes going to work? If you're having to think about it, something's wrong.
Yeah.
It should be just intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes it so much more enjoyable. And actually, if your bike doesn't fit or isn't appropriate for the way you're riding, it can cause injuries that will take you off the bike.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anything else you want to add before we let you go, Chad? Did I cover everything?
I think that pretty well covers everything.
Okay. You guys got a lot of stuff going on.
We do. We have a ton of stuff. I mean, we could sit here and talk about other activities that we got, but I know that we're running out of time. So,
And just pop in the Wellness Center. That'd be the best
thing,
right?
That's right. Come by and check out everything that we got going on. And I'll be on next month, and we'll talk some more stuff.
Yeah, and get the app. That'll help them, too.
Absolutely.
Get that app. And pretty much most people have the smartphones by now.
Yeah.
Some of us aren't smart enough to use them. But they are called smartphones for a reason, I guess. Chad and John and Wyatt, thanks for coming in today, guys. We certainly appreciate it, and best of luck with those programs. Sounds like a lot of fun. And you guys are, I know you've been proactive, Chad. I need you coming up with these ideas. His wheels are always turning, aren't they, Wyatt?
Constantly.
Yeah, constantly turning. So doing a great job over at the NCK Wellness Center. There in Beloit, I highly encourage you to become a member. If not, you can get a one-day pass and check it out.
Absolutely.
Lori still has those. You can just pop in, and you guys will give them a tour of the facilities and see if it's something you want to do, right?
And that, I guess I should mention that. Doing the Bike Across Kansas Challenge, you do not have to be a member.
Okay.
So, I mean, you could live in a completely different town. You don't even have to stop in. Mm-hmm. You can do everything online. You can log your miles by just emailing me. And, we're just trying to provide a stepping stone to someday doing bigger and better things, like possibly doing the real Bike Across Kansas.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Chad. 8:05 our time, 59 degrees. Community Matters brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Mitchell County Hospital Health System.